Good afternoon. I'm Katrina Turnbow, your host for the Michigan Minority Supplier Development Council's Design Series podcast, brought to you by Michigan Minority Supplier Development Council and our entire organization of MBEs and corporations. We're so proud that you can join us today. Exciting day, as number one, we're already through the month, which is crazy because it is truly the last Tuesday of Black History Month, February 27th, and we are getting ready to close out today, having a great conversation talking about MMSDC, because in the background there's always a lot of work going on, and oftentimes you may see someone wave, you may see someone running across the back of the room, or just fingers being pointed. And guess who is generally orchestrating that? That would be Kevin Johnson. Hi, KJ.
How you doing, Katrina?
That's good. So we have Kevin Johnson in the house today to talk about the event and the programming and really what's happening behind MMSDC. One of the great things that we have had the opportunity to talk about is a new event and new program that's coming about, which is the Young Entrepreneur Series at MMSDC. And part of that falls underneath Kevin's umbrella of events. So we're going to open up with a great conversation, KJ telling us a little bit about him, what's happening at MMSDC, and learning a few things about KJ that besides number one, me calling him KJ, because obviously that's his nickname within the organization. This is the side that we want you to know about. Oftentimes you see that seriousness, but you know, with a lot of hard work comes with a great community of people, and basically your work family. We all have them. You oftentimes spend more time with the people at work than you do at home, you know, in many instances. But the great thing is being part of this organization. I actually love everyone I work with and have a great opportunity to work with Kevin often, and he's taught me so much. So thank you, Kevin, for having time out of your schedule to come and, you know, hang out with us at the Design Series podcast.
Well, thank you for having me here today.
I'm glad. Okay, KJ, so let's jump into it. Number one, a lot of times people actually don't know that you are truly our events guru. So tell us, give us a little background about KJ.
Well, I was fortunate to be with General Motors for almost 30 years. Retired from there back in 2009. But I have been planning events for the last 27 years in and around the state of Michigan and over the, you know, the entire United States. I was fortunate enough to be hired by the MMSDC back in 2012. And I haven't had the opportunity to make sure that the events that we do are just that first class and be able to continue doing what I love to do.
So, this is something I don't know, KJ. What was your first event, like your first major event? 27 years, I knew that, of course. Well, not of course, but from our general conversations. What was that first one where you were like, okay?
It was a dinner. It was a dinner for about 250 people. It was a scholarship dinner.
Okay.
So
at GM or no?
No, it wasn't.
Totally
it was something outside different. I've been doing events independently for, you know, almost 30 years now.
Okay.
But this was a scholarship dinner, and it made it really rewarding because that's one of the biggest things about me and my events. I always like doing types of events that has some kind of, reward to the public.
Okay.
And this was a scholarship dinner. We gave away scholarships for high school students who were going to college, and that was back in 1987.
Were you still in Baltimore?
No, I was actually here.
Oh, were you?
Here in Michigan. I've been in Michigan since 1982.
Okay.
And started working for General Motors then, and in parallel with working at General Motors in the finance department, of all places.
Of all places, I would have never expected you to
right.
say that.
But I started doing events and really just combined the knack of doing financial analysis and making sure that things are balanced from that standpoint to the love of just doing events.
Oh, now that explains so much, because oftentimes people see the event side and, you know, think it's just the decorations or whatnot. But let me be the first to tell you, KJ is all about the numbers, okay? No one's slacking in that area when it comes to events. But that was the beauty and the value. And again, even working and learning to learning really what the value of MMSDC is in its entirety. Myself coming in and volunteering, of course, getting to know you from that aspect, but I was amazed actually at the numbers. I had never seen them broken down that way for an event. And of course, when you're producing events on the scale of, you know, 1,000 people at a seated dinner and, you know, other things like that, along with the dinners and the 4 days and all of these other components and moving pieces, I was really taken aback. You know, I believe I've naturally had the capacity to work in events, but I didn't have the respect that is due to the program and the events part that that you've definitely delivered. And you make it look so seamless. So first dinner, 200 people scholarship. So what was the, like, was it something that caught you about it? Was like a little bug, you know, you do something, you're like, I can do that. Now that's what I can do.
Well, the good thing about it, I was trained very well by, you know, other people who have done planning events over the years. And I was fortunate to work underneath someone for 3 years in that same dinner capacity.
Oh, okay.
So I was learning and growing at the same time. And then in 1987, they gave me the opportunity to do the event myself. And I just took that learning and took it to another level and haven't looked back since.
Okay. And then there was no turning back. It was hit the ground running, huh?
That's right.
Now, Kevin is actually a member of Kappa Alpha Psi, and as being part of the illustrious Delta Sigma Theta Greek organizations that do a significant amount of planning and large logistics or whatnot. Tell me a little bit about, you know, that personal side of you actually being able to manage such large scale events. Again, it, you know, of course it's not just you, but being able to on a national scale balance that out, because I think that was one of the bigger things for me of learning, you know, locally what we were doing. But then I realized, I was like, what do you mean you're doing an event here and, you know, in Florida and orchestrating that too? So tell us a little bit about, you know, how you actually got into the events for on a national scale.
Well, actually back in 1995, I started working with the Kappa's planning team. And just like, you know, my first event, I worked in the capacity of being the vice chairman for about 5 years.
Okay.
And in 2000, they actually promoted me to the national meeting planner. And from there, I'm responsible for the entire portfolio of events that Kappa Alpha Psi does, including our national conferences, national board meetings, and everything else like that.
Oh, sorry, we had a little bit of a phone ring in the midst of our event. KJ, don't put me in a corner for the phone ringing. Look, phone ringing during the event. Please put your phones on silence during the event at all times.
But those are the things that usually happen. I mean, the joy of doing events isn't just the event itself, but it's just the constant adjustment of everything that you're faced with. We have a number of moving parts in every kind of, you know, event that we do, and it's very complex. But you just have to remain, you know, fluid and understand that things are going to go, you know, a certain way, and they may not always go the way you want them to go. But that's half the challenge of putting together events, is understanding that things do go wrong, and when they do, you make adjustments and keep moving.
Okay, so the design series is, you know, all about the background of how things are coming together. So let's talk about the background of you coming over to MMSDC. What is that story? How did you make it over to MMSDC, Kevin?
Well, after 30 years at General Motors and a great career, I figured it was time to do something different. And because of the fact that I've been able to be in the planning world for, you know, close to 30 years as well, it was actually an easy transition as far as putting everything together and deciding that this was going to be my next career move. So after looking at things long and hard and understanding what the complexities were, it was easy for me to make the decision to come over and do events on a full-time basis.
So did you, now what year was that when you actually came over?
2012.
Okay, so during that time, you know, you've been a part of leadership change and just understanding what MMSDC, you know, is, what it was, you know, immediately learning the history. So tell us a little bit about when you first kind of, you know, really came on board. Did you come in during events and programming?
I did.
Okay, so that was original coming in. So what did you feel like, you know, when you came in, you said, okay, MMSDC, I get an opportunity to put my stamp here, you know, help move the programming and the events along. Lewis Green at the time was the president. You know, what was that experience like walking in, knowing that at that time, you know, we already had a really solid industry, people had certain level of expectations?
Well, it's interesting because when Lewis and I first had our initial conversation, his questions to me were, you know, the types of events that I had done. I had just completed the 100th Kappa anniversary, and that was the event that had 6,500 people registered. It had 35,000 people in town.
And, oh, my gosh.
And at the end of the day, we were still able to turn a very hefty return on our investment.
Mm-hmm.
So Lewis challenged me from the standpoint and said that he wanted us to do more in that kind of realm, not just from the great work that a 501c3 like MMSDC actually did, but to actually start to do some programming that was going to allow us to, you know, increase our return, which will allow us to generate more funds, which will allow us to put it back into the programming and everything else. So that was really my charge, you know, to continue what I was doing as far as events. And we had a portfolio of events here at MMSDC. And it was an easy transition. It's just learning the nuances of everything that was going on and then appreciating the 250 corporations and the and 1,100 MBEs and just learning all those nuances with them. But it made it a challenge from the standpoint that, you know, events are events, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they have a start, a middle, and an end. It's just the clientele and the person that you work with that allows you to do things differently in a way that, you know, makes it more rewarding.
So we're going to fast forward to our 40th year last year. Actually, we'll do 40th year and we'll do a couple other years. So actually, couple things. Number one, we're so glad that you're able to join us now. If you have questions about Michigan Minority Supplier Development Council and just want to call in, ask KJ a couple of questions about events or even how do you want to participate with MMSDC, we would love to hear from you at 248-809-6400. Also, feel free to download the Motor City Woman app where you can live stream or you can go back and listen to all episodes in the past and make sure that you're having the best experience with MMSDC. We don't want you to miss anything. So we're going to take a break. And what do you do during breaks? You pay bills and make sure you get the information that you need so you can come back and we can continue our conversation as we talk about MMSDC programming events, what's happening this year, what happened last year, and a couple of his highlights since 2012.
At our core, the MMSDC does four things. We certify minority-owned businesses and ensure that these businesses are truly minority-owned, operated, and controlled. We develop MBEs to take on new opportunities, and we help to develop corporate supplier diversity programs across the state of Michigan. We connect minority entrepreneurs with corporate buyers, advocates, and executives, as well as with each other, to maximize the opportunities available to our constituent base. And we also advocate on behalf of the interests of minority entrepreneurs on a local, state, and national level. The MMSDC is always developing new ways to push minority business enterprises to the next level.
You're broken down and tired of living life on the merry-go-round, and you can't find a fighter, but I see it in you, so we gon' walk it out. Move mountains. We gon' walk it out and move mountains. And I'll rise up, I'll rise like the day. I'll rise up, I'll rise unafraid. I'll rise up and I'll do it 1,000 times again. Without silence isn't quiet, and it feels like it's getting hard to breathe. And I know you feel like dying, but I promise we'll take the world to its feet. Move, I won't dance, bring it to its feet. Move, I won't dance, and I'll rise up, I'll rise like the day.
Okay, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for joining the Design Series podcast sponsored by Michigan Minority Supplier Development Council. And today we are talking events and programming with Kevin Johnson. KJ, so I don't mess it up because I'm used to just being, you know, in KJ's space and making sure everything is happening and you're moving around. What is your actual specific title so I don't mess that up?
The official title is Director of Events.
KJ is all things events. If it's moving and shaking and the people are going to see it, KJ has touched it or has approved it somewhere along the line. So, but as we were talking before, you know, you had a great career, 27 years being event planning, events, you know, world. Started off with a simple, even though 200 people is not simple. You may probably was very simple to you, you know, with the dinner. Now you've moved in. So let's talk about your, you know, getting into MMSDC. 2012, Lewis Green, former president, came in, interviewed you. You came in. He wanted you. Let's go. Hit the ground running. Let's do something different in Michigan. And that's a really big testament because since KJ has actually been with us, it's so cool to be able to, you know, walk that journey because our program and everything has really, really just every year is something better and everybody's coming together. So give me, since 2012, number one, a highlight year. What was a year where you just knew, even with the lows and the highs, because event planning, it is always an event. It is always going to drive you crazy. I don't care what it is, how great it goes. It's always going to be a moment where you are just breathing, because that's all you can do is just to keep breathing and keep moving. So besides the 40th year, which was last year, so that, so from 12 to 16, what was a highlight year for you?
I believe the biggest highlight was probably 2013, just because that was my first year and it gave me the opportunity. I had joined the council in August of 2012.
Okay. So 13 was the full year.
So 13 was first full year. So it gave me the opportunity to see what the council was, you know, really all about. And what attracted me to the council is the mission of what the council is all about. It's a 501c3, but we're doing great things in the community, helping minority-owned businesses to grow and thrive. And it's no better feeling than knowing that you've helped somebody to achieve a goal. And in the midst of it all, you know, just really, you know, helping to do something that's positive in the community.
Now, oftentimes we see the larger events, MMPC, Michigan Minority Procurement Conference, and the golf series, and all of these things. But there are a lot of back-end programming and events that are happening that oftentimes, if you're not a member or, you know, you're not really on a website a lot, you may not really stumble across, or you just did not know that they were happening. And I can honestly say I learned a lot of that just by being in office, of course, and I was working. But, you know, I was like, oh my gosh, I had no idea. So speak to some of those other cool things that I believe are truly underneath the radar that have been implemented over the last, you know, 3 to 4 years, honestly, that you're excited about and you feel that MBEs really are kind of missing. Not because they don't, you know, want to participate, but, you know, you get caught up in your world and you just go through the same day. So, you know, your day over, day over. So what are some of the things that you love that are going in from a programming event, smaller scale, that you would love to highlight?
Yeah, I guess, as you said, the joy of doing what we do at the MMSDC isn't always the large events. I mean, a lot of times those get lost in the, you know, in the in the whole realm of what you're trying to do. Uh-huh. The more important events to me are the smaller ones, the ones that allow our events, as, you know, we fall under the pillar of connecting, you know, our our MBEs to our corporate members, and not just to each other, but within themselves, you know, MBE to MBE Connect, and then corporations connecting with each other as well. So a lot of times, whether it's a workshop or a seminar or a lunch and learn or a breakfast, or it might just be a meeting or even a after hours, you know, a happy hour or something like that, that allows you to be in the room where you can help to connect those MBEs with other MBEs, and then also MBEs to the corporate members. Those are the ones I think really have a lot more relevance in the day-to-day activities. The large events, our signature events, are the ones that are all with the glitz and glamour and everything. Mm-hmm. And those are fun, and they really serve the purpose. But I think, you know, we have our portfolios between 85 and 90 events per year.
Really? So, is that many?
Yes. If you think about all the different events and things that we attend and participate in, it's 85, 90 events. And each one of those events is an opportunity for us to help connect, you know, minority-owned businesses to each other and to our corporate members. So they play a vital role in the programming and day-to-day activities.
Now, with having so many partnerships in terms of other organizations such as APAC, the Hispanic Chamber, and other organizations that really partner with MMSDC specifically, supporting the certifications, you know, and different things like that. Are the events that are off-site, are those considered partner events, such as, let's see, Kellogg's, let's just take a great one right now. We have two. March 8th from 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., APAC East-West Business Connection. And then on the 12th, Kellogg's and Kellogg Supplier Diversity's 6th Annual B2B Business-to-Business Breakfast, it appears. No, luncheon from 12:35 is happening in Battle Creek. Does that still fall up underneath those 80 events, or is that more of the partner events that we help, you know?
Those are specifically more partner events. The East-West event coming up next week, I believe. Week after next is an opportunity for us to partner with APAC and you know, participate on a level where we come and showcase what MMSDC is all about. So that gives us the opportunity there. I believe the one with Kellogg is one that they're actually hosting, and that gives us the opportunity not only to advertise for them, but at the same time, you know, for someone from MMSDC to attend and actually participate in their events as well. So that one is a partner event. But, you know, there's several events that we participate in just because of the nature of it.
Okay, so what are the monthly ones that are reoccurring? I know we have our pre-certification events. Kind of speak to the certification side, because that, at the end of the day, that's instrumental. You got to start somewhere, and the foundation, of course, begins in the actual certification of itself, even though you can participate in other areas before you become certified.
Absolutely. The pre-certification really is the opportunity for minority-owned businesses to have the opportunity to learn what it takes to become a member of our council. And they go through a rigorous process to actually become members. And during that pre-certification briefing, it allows them to learn about the council and what we have to offer, and then allows them to see if this is the type of organization they'd like to become involved with.
So what do you believe are some of the, I don't want to call them myths, but just some of those things that MBEs, you know, once you talk to them, we go through the events, that they did not realize that MMSDC actually provided from maybe a programming, you know, event standpoint in terms of their participation?
Well, I think the biggest thing is probably the bandwidth of what the council really does. It's, you know, it's a lot of people think it's just automotive, but we have a bandwidth that goes across the entire state, not just from a geographical standpoint, but across the state in very, you know, very different disciplines, mm-hmm. you know, of the whole business acumen. So from that standpoint, it allows us to really showcase the other types of businesses that are included. You know, and we usually don't have an opportunity to really showcase them, but, you know, this is a way for us to kind of expand upon our portfolio and do more than just the traditional, you know, automotive stuff that we're so used to doing. And we do it well, but at the same time, there's so many different, you know, facets of business in the state of Michigan, whether it's healthcare or IT or mm-hmm. professional services, and it allows us to do more with those types of businesses and get them to that same level where our manufacturing businesses are.
So one of the things that I personally enjoy and seen transition over time is the ability for MBEs and corporations, of course, to put in input. So this year, MMPC, Michigan Minority Procurement Conference, is May 8th through the 10th, correct?
That's correct.
And tell us a little bit of what's happening in that space, because I want to hear about, you know, what we have anticipated for this year and what have been some of those growth steps that you've seen over the last several years, because I've been a part of it. So, and I'm happy about it. It's cool.
One of the major things that we've done over the last couple of years with our president, Michelle Sorey Robinson, is to really listen to our constituents and find out what's important to them from their perspective, and make sure that we provide the type of programming that's going to be beneficial to them, you know, not just at the procurement conference itself, but throughout the year. So immediately after last year's and immediately after each MMPC, we do a big debrief and allows us to hear exactly from our constituents what worked well and what didn't. And we've improved upon this process each year. So this year, you're really going to see a concerted effort from the council to make sure that we're providing the type of programming that is really going to get to the core of what's important to MBEs and our corporate members. So the program is going to be much different this year, and you'll start to see a lot of that just coming up around March 1st, which is coming up this week. We're going to start to roll out a number of our programs and workshops and seminars, and I think everyone would be very pleased with the type of seminars and workshops that we're going to, you know, offer to our constituents.
Now, is that going to be just during, you're speaking to ones just during MMPC or leading up to?
Both. Okay. Both. And that's something else too. I mean, we always try to focus on the fact that MMPC is 3 days in the middle of May. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we want to, you know, have the kind of momentum going into it and then keep that momentum going after, you know, the MMPC itself. And that's one of the things that we've been focusing on for the last couple of years, that we allow ourselves not just to focus in on those 3 days for MMPC, but to continue to do things throughout the year that are going to allow MBEs to realize that it's not just about that, you know, that 3 days of MMPC. It's a continuous process. I mean, business is continuous. You can't just, you know, work for 3 days
and that's it.
And that's it. You know, but
I killed everything in 3 days. That's all we're doing for the rest of the year.
And it might work well for those 3 days, but, you know, middle of September, middle of October, we have to be in a position where we're constantly, you know, providing a continuous flow of information and you know, things that will allow businesses to continue to grow.
I can say personally, and, you know, being able to sit in this spot of working with the marketing team, of course, which falls up underneath you in programming and, you know, being directly connected to promoting that, I would say one of the things that I enjoy the most is how it has switched to really feature, as you said, the other industries so often, and especially right now with the young entrepreneurs who are coming up, that we're getting ready to start being part of that whole march, you know, what's new leading up to, you know, our larger signature event, is that so many industries think that they do not fit and don't understand that they're, every area of business is actually looking for small business owners and minority business owners to really be able to connect. Their dollars count. And I think being able to have those one-on-one conversations with larger corporations, they're accessible, they're touchable. I think that's probably one of the other things that I've loved about MMSDC as an organization. So often, such as Google being a partner with MMSDC, and GM, and, you know, of course, the large automotives, you feel as though they are like pie in the sky, like you said, and there is no way that you would be able to touch them. And you may just hear about things on a very entry level. Oh, they're hiring, because we are still very heavily automotive driven. But the people that are in position, that our people are in position, that make real powerful decisions in terms of the business units, in terms of, you know, people, the corporations that participate, what are some of the things that you're most impressed with? That, of course, Lynn, because a lot of this people don't know, you join MMSDC, there are a lot of volunteers in the background, me being included in a lot of areas. that you don't understand the work that's being put in. MMSDC runs a huge, you know, huge events, but they don't know who really sometimes works for the organization and who doesn't. So how have, you know, the blend of the corporate partners been instrumental in making sure that the growth and the vision of Michelle, the events and program have really come to life?
Well, as you said, we really rely so much on our corporate partners and the MBEs alike that, you know, they understand that what's at stake, and they really engage and actually, you know, help us to do our job with connecting to other MBEs and the corporate members. So it's an ongoing process, and we're fortunate to really have such great, you know, businessmen and businesswomen who are interested in helping these MBEs and you know, helping them to grow. So it allows us to, you know, to have some assistance, because these are the businesses that are involved with the day-to-day activities. And because of that they know the business a lot better than we do. And it allows them to get within the different categories of business throughout the state of Michigan, and allows them to connect better with those similar similar businesses.
So One Michigan initiative. Speak to a little bit about that, because again, people just assume also that Southeastern Michigan is where MMSDC, we don't travel. I specifically mentioned, you know, the event, of course, in Battle Creek. Talk to us a little bit about the programming that has evolved over the last, it's been 2 years?
It's been 2 years.
Okay, yeah. 2 years. Where is that going this year in terms of, you know, expectation down the road and just some of the programming events that we can look forward to?
The one MMSDC initiative is really focused on just like you said, making sure that outside of Southeast Michigan, we're providing the same types of services and providing the same type of information to other businesses outside of, you know, where we live right here in metropolitan Detroit. So when you look at the Battle Creeks, when you look at the Kalamazoo's and Grand Rapids and places like that, they're out on the western side of the state, they have their needs out there as well too. So what we're trying to do is to allow that side of the state to prosper as much as, you know, we do here on the southeastern side of the state. So it's very important for us to continue, you know, involving and engaging the western side of the state with all the programming and things that they do. And it allows us to continue our, you know, our good work here on this side of the state.
Now, we've talked specifically about MMPC. So when it comes to the other signature events, just talk to us a little bit about each one of those and the dates that they're happening.
Our golf outing is held every year, and that's always an opportunity for us to have a good time. But at the same time, you know, understand that, you know, business is sometimes done on the golf course the same way it's done, you know, in different other places. But a golf outing is the opportunity for us to, you know, to join forces with a number of different companies and different golfers at all different types of levels, and we have a great day, and it's always a good event. The our ACE Awards, which will be held in October, is really the opportunity for us to showcase, you know, our ambassadors and allow them to be recognized by, you know, their constituents and their peers as to the great things that they're doing in the state of Michigan in about 19 different categories. And that's always a great night, glitz and glamour and things like that. And then coming back full circle, which I, you know, first mentioned, every other year we have our scholarship, you know, mm-hmm. gala. And coincides with the changing of our board of directors. And at the same time, this year we've been allowed to have 20, you know, students that are, you know, actually got scholarships through different corporations and everything.
Behind the scenes. That's awesome. In terms of those main events, tell us this is one of the little kept secrets that I didn't know anything about. MMSDC has boardroom and opportunities for members to actually come in and work at MMSDC. Oftentimes, I think that people are trying to figure out why would I come down if it's not an event or whatnot? There are resources within the office that can be utilized. Those are the little things that matter, especially for MBEs. You may need to just have a professional, you know, presentation or just look and feel. And just as you grow and have somewhere to be able to use for a couple of hours, you know, to be able to work in an environment that supports where you're going. So what are some of those little hidden secrets of MMSDC for members and corporations that often get overlooked?
We're fortunate to have no fewer than probably 7 different areas where you can have any size meetings from 2 people to 30 people, you know, including training and a boardroom and a think tank room and a green room to do some marketing and information like that as well too. So we're fortunate to allow our MBEs and our corporate members to utilize our space because it is their space as much as it is ours. So
Did you hear that? Let's say that again. KJ, say it one more time.
It's their space as much as it is ours.
Yes. So MMSCC wants you to participate. This is why the design series has been put in motion, because it's these conversations that oftentimes you have around the office, or you're talking to Kevin and he might just mention it in the midst of coordinating and making sure life runs smoothly in the world of programming. But ultimately, there are services available that get overlooked. I think every year that, you know, new MBEs come on, of course, and I understand, you just think, I'm certified, and you know, like the floodgates is going to open up opportunities. Here they are. No, that's not how it works. It's truly a team effort. And I can say personally, as being a part and a member, that I've been so blessed and covered, you know, the relationships that I have built, the people, the mentorship. I would just, as you mentioned, starting off 27 years, 3 years of having someone mentor you. You've been able to mentor me. Let's just say that when I came into this world, I was fighting events tooth and nail. And guess who runs events all the time now? That would be myself, right along at MMSDC and other places. But that's a testament of oftentimes these environments give you the opportunity to grow skill sets that you traditionally would not even have an exposure to if you had not participated with the organizations such as MMSDC. And furthermore, at the financial level, to give you the experience that you actually need. So I know that's one of the huge benefits of the programming. It's not just a structure thing, as Kevin mentioned. There are so many subcommittees. Tell us about some of the committees that right now you would love for people to join, or just how do you get involved? Let's talk about how do you get involved for events, whether you are MBE and non-MBE, what opportunities are there to participate?
Well, the biggest way, we have a monthly signature events committee, and that's comprised of both MBEs and corporations. And they're really the, you know, the backbone and the heartbeat of how we put our events together. It's not a MMSDC event. It's something that's collectively done with the MBEs and with the corporations, and just following a blueprint that's already been put in place. Mm-hmm. We meet once a month, and we handle everything from marketing to the actual programming to the awards, and then even a subcommittee called the Experience Committee, because it's always, you know, the experience. We want to walk away from each of our events with some level of value that we understand that, you know, it's been worthwhile to actually put this event together. So that's the committee that meets once a month, but there's a number of different ways that you can get involved. I mean, one with the MBEs, to be involved with the MBE Input Committee, we call it the MBIC, mm-hmm. and that allows them to, you know, be in an environment where all of the professional services or all the IT-alike businesses have the opportunity to sit down and learn from some of the best of the best. And that allows them not only to grow within themselves, but to listen to each other and to have that kind of dialogue with other businesses that are in the same, you know, space that they are in. And at the same time, you know, then it helps them to better themselves. So when it comes time to sit and talk to the corporations, they've sharpened their skills and allow them to have a better skill set, you know, moving forward and overall helping to improve their business.
Okay, well, we're going to take one more break, pay a pay a few bills and come back and we'll close out with Kevin Johnson, Director of Events and Programming at Michigan Minority Supplier Development Council. The Design Series, we'll be right back.
Access to committed corporations, a network of ambitious and like-minded entrepreneurs, and the opportunity to grow your business exponentially. This is the Michigan Minority Supplier Development Council. I'm Michelle Suri Robinson, President and CEO of the Michigan Minority Supplier Development Council. The MMSDC is amongst the largest of the regional affiliate councils in the network, serving more than 1,000 minority business enterprises and 300 corporate members.
For that we have each other, and we will rise, we will rise, we will rise, oh, 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 we'll rise. I'll rise up, rise like the day, I'll rise up. In spite of the ache, I will rise a thousand times again. And we'll rise up, I like the waves. We'll rise up, in spite of the ache. We'll rise up, and we'll do it a thousand times again.
Hi, this is Katrina Turnbull, your host for the Michigan Minority Supplier Development Council Design Series podcast. We are back and getting ready to close out with our wonderful Director of Events and Programming, Kevin Johnson. He has had an opportunity today to talk to us about how he got started, what happened in 2012. That was something that, even though I think you've told me that, like, probably 100 times in my mind, KJ has been at the council forever. That's how it seems. Everybody who interfaces with the council or works with the council, you would think that KJ has been there at least 10 to 15 years. In my mind, that's what I always say. But no, that's not the truth. He's only been there since 2012 and made a huge impact. I appreciate you for always taking input, you know, being willing to say, hey, if you all believe it can happen, you give us kind of that room and that framework to allow the MBEs and the corporations to come together to deliver the vision. You really just help keep all the pieces moving in place, make sure that the vegan meals and vegetarian meals are ordered properly, because that becomes a situation from time to time, especially now that people are switching over. So we are telling you, RSVPs do matter. Registration for events and dinner plating, it matters, okay? It's an unnecessary stress that happens to KJ that I have witnessed personally.
Absolutely.
So, KJ, what would you like to close out with? Any, you know, well, let's, number one, let's get all the dates for this year of what's happening, our signature events, and what do we have coming up this month that you would love for us to know about?
Well, the signature events, as we said, May 8th to 10th is the MMPC down at Cobo Hall.
Okay.
And our golf outing we're working on, still doing a couple of tweaks to it. So
now, where is it this year, golf outing?
Well, right now.
Okay, yes.
Right now,
events and programming. Right now, we are.
We are between two different places.
Okay.
So we should have that settled out. Matter of fact, within the next 3 or 4 days.
Okay.
Just to work out the last minute details. And that will take place in the, you know, May, June timeframe.
Okay.
And then our ACE Awards is going to be on Tuesday, October 9th. And it's going to be held at the Suburban Collection out in Novi. And that'll be our first time for being out there, brand new space. We have the opportunity to do some different things out in that area, and we're really looking forward to it. So those are our three signature events for the year. But as I said, we've got 85, 90 events that happen throughout, you know, between all the certifications and workshops and seminars and lunch and learns and things like that. So our whole thing is just trying to provide the type of services and events that allows you know, individuals to come out and connect, and we can continue to do what we do from the standpoint of advocating for them and helping to develop them as well, too, and get them certified so they can be part of our network.
Non-MBEs, what is your message to them? How can they begin the process? They may be a little bit on the fence, new business, coming up with the money for certification, whatever that looks like. How can they participate?
I believe the biggest thing they can do is to really take a look at our website. Our website is excellent, you know, as far as providing the type of information that someone involved in business would want to know. It lets you understand what we're all about and has all the information there as far as certification, what it takes to actually, you know, become certified. Of course, it highlights a lot of our events, which I'm glad to see each and every day. Make sure that my job is still in place by, you know, making sure that we have the types of events. But, you know, just from the overall standpoint, it tells a lot about who we are just from the standpoint of having a great website to tell our story for us. So that's really the biggest thing that, you know, somebody or business that was on the fence would be able to read about what MMSDC is all about and really get involved and get engaged with the types of things we have to offer.
And I encourage everyone, please, if you are not a member at this time, you know, feel free to call into MMSDC and ask about the other events that are on the calendar. Some are actually open to members only, and then other events are actually open to everyone, and they are associated with the partnerships. So you have everything from Wayne County resources all the way down to additional information sessions for other organizations. Again, we are not linear. This isn't about this one area. It's about how do you really grow your business in its totality, and that is a community of organizations that work together. MMSDC is just one of those arms that help you get certified and, you know, be able to work with businesses with different requirements. And of course, you're up to par, and also some government opportunities that come down. So again, all organizations have value, and MMSDC is definitely at the top of the list in terms of value memberships that you should be a part of. And we are so thankful for having Kevin Johnson join us today to talk about the events that are happening for 2018. The 40th year was awesome last year, but this year at 41, we're charting a course, and it's in terms of technology, innovation, and the future of MMSDC. Young Entrepreneurials Group is kicking off the last week of March, and so many other great events are coming up right behind us. So May 8th will be upon us pretty quickly. And as this month ends on Wednesday and we kick off, oh my gosh, March 1st on Thursday, so shall we kick off the events for MMSDC. Thank you for joining us, and we will be back next week this time. Join us live as we talk more about the design series and the great things that are happening behind the scenes at MMSDC. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you for having me.
All right. See you next time.